Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. I grew up in the middle of the United States of America. It was a wonderful place to be a kid. There were vast amounts of space in which we could run and play and explore. But one of the things we always had to be on guard about were rattlesnakes. It was not uncommon for us to see snakes, especially when mowing the lawn or walking in the canyons. Thankfully, most were small and harmless. But even the larger bull snake, which would give you quite a fright if you happened to stumble upon it, wasn't dangerous. It was the rattlesnake you had to watch out for. Thankfully, I only came across a rattler once. And again, thankfully, he lost in that encounter. However, as my cousin and I would go on our walks throughout the canyons, it was not uncommon for us to come across snake skins of rattlesnakes. As I understand it, snakes grow, but their skin doesn't. And that's why they regularly, up to 7 times a year, have to shed their skin from nose to tail. But before shedding their skin, snakes often become aggressive because their eyesight is impaired. And when the time comes to shed their skin, they search for a rough place so that they continually rub against it to lose their old skin. Eventually, after several days of much effort, the snake crawls out of its old skin and it leaves it behind. Martin Luther compares what happens when you become a Christian to a snake shedding its skin. He notes that we shed our old sinful skin and leave our old corrupt ways behind, just as the snake leaves his old skin behind. Through baptism, we become a new creation, as we have put on Christ, Galatians 3:27 tells us. We have a new skin, so to speak. We are a new creation in Christ, comforted by the promises of God. This is why the old sinful, fleshly skin is abandoned. We abandon our warped reason, our own ideas, our stubborn will, our self-centered love, our boastful words, and our own deeds which we perform to try and impress God and win His favor. Paul instructs us that in baptism, in Him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with Him in baptism, in which you were also raised with Him through faith in the powerful working of God who raised Him from the dead. Colossians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. In our old skin, sin and death ruled, but in baptism, God crucifies the old fleshly nature, and He unites it to Christ in His death. But this unity extends even to Christ's resurrection. His new life is our new life. The old ways are left behind, and they're outgrown. As promised from of old, God's Son has crushed the head of the old evil serpent Satan, as he has been conquered. And we have been delivered from His control over us. Baptism has now made us children of God, forgiven and sealed by the Holy Spirit as a new creation in Christ. We now have eyes that see, ears that hear, tongues that sing, hearts that rejoice, and hands that help. In Christ, we are a new creation. Spotless, without wrinkle or blemish, for Jesus has cleansed us by the washing of water with the Word. Let us pray. Direct us, O Lord, in all our doings with Your most gracious favor, and further us with Your continual help, that in all our works begun, continued, and ended in You, we may glorify Your holy name, and finally, by Your mercy, obtain eternal salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.